Yesterday we learned this very surprising Gemara, the last six lines on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, that a man tells his daughter, "Omer Adam Ladita Ktana." She's not even a gdola, she's a ktana. Sivi Kabla Kirushayach. She should go find her own shidduch. So the Gemara says that it's good. She's mukodeshes. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but we still hold from this halacha. Apparently, you don't really need the pasuk. You can figure it out on your own. So how does it work? Sivu kabla kiddushayach. So there's a famous rush on this Gemara. The rush first had some machlokes with the Ravid. The Ravid seems to assume that this halacha, Sivu kabla kiddushayach, will only work if it's kiddushay kesef. If it's kiddushay shtar, kiddushay bil will not work. So why does it work if it's kiddushay kesef? Because we had the Gemara earlier on Dav Zayin. Let's say, under the chuppah, the chosan is about to give the ring to the kala. Kala says, "I have 10 fingers, I have 20 rings already. I have no room to put another ring. Give the ring to my girlfriend. She's a poor girl. Give her the ring, and I'll agree to marry her. I'll agree to marry you." And the chosan says, gives the ring to the girlfriend. Is Ariya Mukadeshes. He tells the girl, the chuppah, and the kala, Ariya Mukadeshes Li, the tabazu that I gave to your friend. So the Gemara said, Mukudeshes me din orev. What's the din of orev? The malva lends the money to the loave, and the cosigner agrees to pay in the event that the loave doesn't pay. So the cosigner agrees to pay. So what is usually mechayiv the loave to pay? Matan mois. That's the kinyan. Matan mois. Just like when you give money, say Ariya Mukadeshes. That's Kinyan Matan Mois. When you buy karkas, Matan Mois. When you put egg dishes, Matan Mois. So it's the same Matan Mois when you make a halvoa. Lend money to the loivas, Matan Mois. That's what we had from our Baruch Ber, B'Shem Rab Chaim. What's Mechaif to pay ribis? We spoke about what's Mechaif to pay ribis. So the classical Achrayim assume that it's like a rental. Like if I rent you an automobile, I rent you a tuxedo, I have a right to charge you money. So if I lend you money, I'm renting the money to you. You're going to have use of the money. You're gonna invest it, make a lot of money. I lend you $1,000, you become a multimillionaire. So you use my money, l'tayvo, so I have the right to charge you for the rental. So Rab Chaim didn't think that made any sense, because we pass from l'alocha that the minute I give the money to the loiva, the money belongs to the loiva. So he's not using my money. When I lend you the tuxedo, I lend you the automobile, I expect to get back the same automobile, the same tuxedo. So you're using my tuxedo, using my automobile. I have a right to charge you for the rental, for the usage of my tuxedo. But if I lend you money, it's understood, well, it's on that. You're going to spend the money. You're going to give me back different money. So you're not using my money, you're using your money. So how do I have the right to charge you rental? You're using your own money. For the minute that I give the money to the loiva, it belongs to the loiva. So Rab Chaim thought that's not the pshat. It's not, let's say I lend you $1,000 and I say I want the $50 interest. So the $1,000 is the keren, and the $50 is the ribis, and it's a different chiyuv. The keren is the halvoa, and the ribis is chiras or something. No, Rab Chaim said, matan mois is a kinyan. How much, if I lend you $1,000, so that can constitute a kinyan. Kin to be kinyan, how much? So it all depends what we make up. So if I make up, I lend you $1,000, but you only have to pay back $950. So we usually assume you really mikra din, you have to pay back $1,000, and he's michael 50. And if I say I'm lending you $1,000 and I want $50 ribbis, so we usually assume, well, it's $1,000 is keren, and then $50 is ribbis. So Rab Chaim quoted Barab Barfa says, no, I made a kinyan matan mois. So if I say here's $1,000 and I want you to be mechuyev to pay me back $950, there's no mechila. The kinyan matan mois is only mechayev $950. And if I say, here's $1,000, I expect you to pay me back $1,050, and Matan Mois is kind of $1,050. If you don't say one way or the other, so then it's assumed I lent you $1,000. Matan Mois only kind of a shibud of $1,000. That's what Rab Chaim said, that the Matan Mois is the kinyan. So the Matan Mois, we usually think, Matan Mois, I lend you the $1,000, you have to pay me back the money. So here the Gemara says, no, that's what Orev is all about. The Gemara learns out the end of Basra, the very end of Basra, the last Mishnah. There's a machlokes hatarayim. We paskin Orev is mishtabit. The Orev has to pay in the event that the loiva doesn't make good. He doesn't pay the loan, so the cosigner has to pay. The Gemara quotes Psukim from Chumash and from Mishlei that an Orif has to make good. So what is it based on? So the Gemara seems to say Matan Mois, Pasha Pasha, Matan Mois. The Matan Mois to the Loive is Mechayev the Orif. The Orif agreed, if you do a Matan Mois to him, I will agree to pay back the money. So that's a din of Orif. So over here also, that's how the Ravid says. The father says, see the Kabdikidu Shayech. So the Rosh says, he gets the impression from the Ravid that it only works by Kedusha Kesef. Wouldn't work by Shtar, wouldn't work by Kedusha B, only by Kedusha Kesef. And it's Midin Orev. The father says, so whoever will give you money, I'll consider it as if he gave me the money. Matan Mois to you is considered like a Matan Mois to me. And Shine. Aye, but then when the Chosen gives the money to the girl, to the Ketana, so, but the Ketana has to agree to marry him. So Ketana is a lav bazdas, how can she agree to marry? So then we said, that's a different story, how does that work? So that we explained, that really, when you give a, that's what we explained yesterday, when you give a matana to a cotton picks up a dov shel hefka in the street, he's only kodim at the rabban. That's the mission in Gita Mitzias cotton is only gezem at nei dak yisholem. But if somebody gives a matana to the cotton, then the cotton is kodim at Torah, those were the 2 days in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and daf samaches in the base, and the first daf in Perik ben Sura Mora, and that's the accepted opinion of Choshen Mishpat. The Machaber quotes it, and we don't have any machlokes about that. That if you give a matana to a cotton, the cotton is kodem anato. We rejected the other opinion in Tosfos. So you see, whenever there's das makne, you don't need das kodem. So one would have, if not for the psukim, one would have said that by kedushin, the girl is the makne, she's giving herself over, and the boy is the kodem, he's getting himself a wife. So that's what the Nodi Behud asked the Kasha. Why do you say a cotton shekidesh? Mishnah and Yivam, it's cotton shekidesh, there's no kiddushin, but it's das acheres makna. Let's say the girl is already a bas mitzvah. She's 12 and a half and he's 12 and three quarters. He's older than the girl, but she's a gedayla and he's a cotton. So she's a das acheres makna. She agrees to marry him. She's makna herself to him. So the cotton should have kiddushin in her Torah. So the Nodi Behud said, it's no good because kiikach velo kisilokach. She's doing the issues. So why is it talking no good? Because that's what we learn out from the pasuk, that the das habal is the das makna. So whenever you have das makna, there's no need for das kaina. So whenever a boy and a girl get married, the boy is really the das makna. That's the pasuk. That's what the Gemara asked on Tes Samen Aleph. How is kiddush ishtar comparable to buying a soda bishtar? When somebody gives a soda b'matone b'shtar, somebody sells a soda b'shtar, so the makna writes the shtar. And over here, the baal writes the shtar. Shouldn't the kala have to write the shtar, or the girl's father, if she's a ketana or a naira? So the Gemara said it's all based on psukim. What was the answer? By the soda, the das makna has to write the shtar. The shtar just is mechazek, the das makna. So the owner of the soda is the das acheres makna. And then he gives the shtar to the kaina. And by the kiddushin, you shouldn't say that the kala is the makna. That was the Nari Biyuda said. A ktana, a cotton, should be able to marry a gdaila, because it's das acheres makna. So he answered, no, that's kiikach v'lo kisilokach. That's exactly hocha minyani dekorah v'has minyani dekorah. The pasuk tells you that the das abal by kiddushin is the das makna. So then you should say all the time, a boy can be kaddish and isha who's a ktana. Just like, if you have das acheres maknik, you give a matana to a cotton, it's kind of an atoiro. So if you're going to say that by kiddushin, the das abal is the das maknan in the isha is like the koina, based on the psukim, so then there should be kiddush ektana. The Gemara says kiddush ektana is nothing. It's loy klum. Kiddush ektana is not chal at all. That's what we had the Gemara of here. Kiddush ektana is not chal at all. So the answer was, Avner Miluin quotes this Ran in the Dorm on the Aflam at every 50 pages. He quotes the Ran in the Dorm. The answer is some kasha or another, but it's a fundamental principle. Mitzad de kali, you need das. At the moment of kiddushin, you don't need das. The das habala, das hachosin is the das makna, and the kala is really das acheres makna, so you don't need das hakala. But you need, the kala has to be gdoilo, she has to be able to express das to the mafkeres as atzma. That's the Loshan Aran. The Kala is like Mafkeres is Atzma, and then the Chosan is like Zeichem and Ahefkem. So usually if you have a Ketana, let's say Ketana is a Yisayma. So he pointed out that there's such an institution midrabbanan, there's kiddushe miyun, there's kiddushe get, kiddushe deraisa. The only way to break it is either to shoot the husband, to kill the husband, or the husband gives a get. She can't go to Bezin and say, I want to annul the marriage. You can't annul the marriage. But if the father died and the girl is a ketana, the mother or the older brothers who were passed by mitzvah married her off, that's only midrabbanan. That's kiddush and miyun. That lends itself to be broken up by day miyun. So the Shulti Gibarim and Yevomis on that Perik Beishamai, where the Perik talks a lot about miyun, this takana de rabbanon. So the Shulti Gibarim quotes a machleik zarishanim. Can the ketana herself be mekadosh herself mid the rabbanon? The ketana is the same where the father died and the mother is not around, and then no older brothers and the girl. You see, an 11-year-old girl, she knows what she's talking about. She wants to, like today, all the children know what they're talking about. She wants to marry this boy, she knows what she's talking about. Is there such a thing as kiddush miyun ayidei atzma? So the Rama Paskins, no. Rama Paskins, even with the Rabbanon, there's no kiddush and ayidei atzma. On the level of the Raisa, for sure not. So why not? But we just said the Das Habal is the Das Makne. Whenever you have Das Makne, you don't need Das Koine. So Ketana should be able to get married ben Atar. The answer is the Ran and the Dorim said it on Daf Lama. The Isha has to first be Mavkeres as atzma, as a Moshel. She's not Mavkeres. First Mavkeres is Atzma. And then when she expresses interest in marrying this guy, then the stage is set. And then the Chosn can express the Das Makne, and then the Isha doesn't need, whenever there's Das Achas Makne, you don't need Das Koine. So by a regular Ketana, doesn't work. Who's going to be Mavkeres? Who's going to be Mavkeher? But here the father is alive. The father is a Bardas. The father's not a Cheresh or a Shaita. He's not a Kotan, otherwise he wouldn't have any children. And he's not a cherish or a shaita either. So he says, "Tzibekav lekidushak." Says, "Whomever you marry, I go along." So the father was mafkeres as atzma. The father declared, "I agree that whoever you marry is okay with me." And then she agrees to marry this boy. So the boy gives her a ring. Says, "Either kesu shtarabia, whatever he does." That's the machlok of Rishayim. It doesn't work for everything. But as far as the Das HaIsha by the Kiddushin, how does it work? So that's what the explanation probably is with that Ran in the Dorm. That by, you don't really need Das HaIsha by Kiddushin. Here the Isha is a Ketana, you just need she should be Mavkeres as Atzma. Then the Das HaBal makes the Kiddushin. So yesterday we explained the two different issues. There's one issue, where's the Das HaIsha? The girl is a Ketana. So the answer is the father said, Tzibikav Gishah. Father said, whomever you marry, I'll go along with. So the father did the mafkeres as atzma. The father did that. Then the chosin says, he's the das makna. Then you don't need das kana. It can't be bal korcha, you don't need das kana. But then the other question was, but where's the keshef? The keshef is liaviha. The girl is a ketana. Where's the keshef? Has to be liaviha. So the Rush quotes the Ravid, that is midin arev, pashit, like, give the ring to my girlfriend. She doesn't. I have more than enough rings. Give the ring to my girlfriend, and I'll agree to marry you. So that's midin arev. So the Rosh says, when they arrive at it, would appear that this story only works by kedusha kesef. It's not going to work by shtar. Not going to work by bia. It's not the das ha'isha. It could have worked there, but I don't know. I'm not sure. The Rosh thinks that according to the Ravid, it only works midin arev. Then the Rosh says that he thinks it doesn't make any sense. He thinks it should work by kiddush ishtar, kiddush should be also. Aren't there two different issues? There's one issue, where's the das ha'isha? So the father said, so that takes the place of the das ha'isha. And then the chosin does the ma'aseh kiddushin, so that's das acheres makne, you don't need das ha'isha. And then the shaila is, where's the ma'aseh kiddushin? So by kesef, it'll be midin arev. And by shtar and kiddush biya, kiddush shtar, you don't need arev. It'll be pashut. I don't know why. I don't exactly understand why the Rush thought, according to the Ravid, that it only work by kesef. If it works by kesef, it din arev. So by shtar and biya, you don't even need arev. So it is good. But the Rush says he thinks it works by shtar and biya also. Not doesn't have to work in din arev. Others are not happy with the arev because they think arev only works if the father is the balbas. Father has to talk to the chosin. Father has to say to the chosin, if you give the kesef to my daughter, I'll consider it as if you gave it to me. But here the father tells it to the daughter, whomever you'll pick out for a husband, I'll be happy. But the father never made that deal with the chosn. So the others disagree with the Rashi. Can't work medinaret. That's what the Rashba, many Rishonim, said. So the Gemara never said medinaret. The Gemara should have quoted medinaret. So they think it's not medinaret. So how does it work? That's what we said over yesterday. The Rashba, we have a din, binureha beisavia. The original pasuk binureha beisavia is not talking about the pshuta shel mikra. It's not at all talking about zchuyas ha'av. Indeed, in momentous, it's talking about hafaras and dorm. When the girl is beisavia, binureha beisaktan or anar, said the father can be made for the nedarim all by himself. If she's a nara hamarasa, then avia b'alim mefirim that the rabbi shutfis, the father with the baal. Father with the Baal. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes by Hafaras and Dorm Hu Dechziv. But the Gemara has a drasha, Torah Shabal Peh has a drasha, Benereh, Beisaviyah, Kol Shvach Neurim Neaviyah. Anything, just like there's a Din Der Isa, Mashakona Evet Kona Rabbi, by Evet Knaini, not by Evet Ivri, by Evet Knaini, Mashakona Evet Kona Rabbi, so too there's a Din, Kol Shvach Neurim Neaviyah. So here, if somebody gives Kesef Kiddushin to the girl, so there's a das acheres maknas. So the girl wants to be kind of the ring. She's kind of the ring. So the moment the girl is kind of the ring, because das acheres maknas, she's kind of, then the ring goes to the father, because kol shvach neurim liavia. So that's not a problem. That's what the Rashi says. He doesn't see that it's a problem. But cotton, the Gemara in Gittin says a cotton can mizechel liatzma. If somebody gives a matan to the cotton, he's zechel min atorah. We assume because das acheres maknas, but he can't be zechel acher. Cotton cannot be zechel acher. So that's what the Rishonim are working on, that kasha. If the father is here under the chuppah and the chosin gives the ring to the father, Zahari bitech mukadeshesli, so he gave the ring to the father, is good. But if he gives the ring to the father's not here. Father said, go find yourself a chosin. I have no time. Go pick out a nice chosin. Tzivikab lekidushak. Then the girl picks out the chosin. So the chosin gives a ring to the girl, and Kesef Kiddushin of a Ketana and a Naira goes to the father. So how can the girl be kind of their ring for the father? A cotton can be zechel acher. That's the kasha that the Rishonim were working on. The Rashba quotes the Rishonim were working on. So the Rashba says he doesn't see what shver. The chosin gives the ring, this das acheres makne, gives it to the girl. Girl is kind, and whatever the girl is kind of is kol shvach neurim liavia, just like kol mashikon evikon a rabbi. So basically, kol shvach neurim liavia. So Kesef Kiddushin is liavia. So there are really two different issues that we have that the Rishonim are working on. One was the Ketana. How can a Ketana do Kiddushin? She's a lav bazdas. So that we worked out with the Ran and the Dorim. If the father sits, see the Kabbalah Kiddushin, that's like Mafkera says Atzma. And then later on, when the Chosin says Ariya Mekudeshes, so he's the Das Makna, and the Kala is whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. That's why the shtar is on. The shtar is always written by the one who does the Maisa Kinyan. So whenever you're selling karka, so the Das Makna is the more important Das. You don't need Das Kaina. Even a cotton can be Kaina. So the shtar is written by the Bala Soda. And by Kiddushin, the shtar has to be written by the Chosin, because he's the Das Makna, and the Isha is the Das Kaina. So whenever the Das Makna, so that's one issue. How can a Ketan do a Maisa Kiddushin? Then the other issue was, where's the Kesef? How do you give the kesef? So so what's so terrible? If you say that it's midin, you can say that it's midin orif. You don't even have to say it's midin orif. Like the Rashba said, the chosin gives the ring to the kala, and kol shvach niurim liavia. One pshat or the other. But the Rashi assumes that davar pashut. His impression is that according to the ravid, it'll only work by kedusha kesef. We don't have the ravid. It's not a ravid in the hasog, it's a pirush ravid on kiddushin, I guess. So he gets the impression from the ravid that it only works by kiddushe kesef, and he thinks not. So it works by kiddushe shtar and kiddushe bia as well. Yeah, the pashta says that it is good. That's the rush on this gemara. Then the rush is bothered. The rush is still bothered with a question. So I'm not sure exactly what's. We just solved all the world's problems. So what's the problem over here? The Rosh is still bothered. But the father has to do the Maisa Kiddushin. Since the Torah says, Hav v'kadosh, Hav zaka v'bita, the Mishnah in Ksuba says, Hav zaka v'bita v'kiddushet v'kestav v'bishtara v'bia. The father has the right. So he's bothered father has the right to do the kiddushin. So if anybody else does it on behalf of the father, it has to be midin shlichas. So if the girl does the kiddushin on behalf of the father, it should be midin shlichas. How can it be in shlichas lekotin? Is that really a kasha? I'm not sure why the Rosh held that it was a kasha. He says that the maisa kiddushin has to be done by the father. Not enough that the father does granted the das. The maisa kiddushin has to be done by the father. And the Mishnah says the beginning of the second verse, Ish mekadesh bo b'shlucha, Ish mekadesh bo b'shlucha. Well, the father can make her shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for bita ktana. So who the father make his daughter a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for herself? So the kinyanim is good and the das is good, but there's a third problem. He says the maisa kiddushin has to be done by the father. Maisa kiddushin has to be done by the father. So it must be the father appointed the daughter as a shaliach, but the daughter is a ketana. So a cherusha to be cotton can't be a shliach. That's the Rosh's time. So the Rosh comes up with a whopper of a chiddush, that when is there a din? Ein shlichus l'kotten. Cotton cannot serve either way. The cotton cannot appoint a shliach. Cotton cannot appoint someone else to be a shliach. Cotton cannot serve as a shliach for a girl. So when is there a din? A cotton cannot serve as a shliach for somebody else. That's if you ask me to be a shliach to be mafish truma for you. You ask me to be a shliach to buy something for you. But if you ask your daughter to be a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for herself, so she's a shliach for the father, but the chalois is on herself, so that's okay. Ein shlichus likot is not the same as ein shlichus la'akum. Ein shlichus la'akum is period. There's no shlichus la'akum. Ein shlichus lekotten doesn't mean a cotton can't be a shlich. It's not the same. Take for example, there's a gemara in the first perek in Bava Metzia. The gemara has a suffix. We learn out from Pesukim Chumash that there exists a kinyan chotzer. We assume kinyan chotzer works minatur. Where are the Pesukim by kinyan chotzer? So the gemara says there are two Pesukim. And a few of them, Bava Metzia. One pasuk by get, but also by yodah. That chotzer is good when the Baal gives the get to the wife. We usually have the wife holds out the hand like this, and the Baal puts the get in. So he says, Hariat Mugbereshes is Mimeni, she holds on to the get, Venasam Biyodah. But what if he puts the get into her chotzer? So the Mishnah says that it's good. We have the minig, we don't do that, but the Mishnah says it's good. Chotzer is good by get. Then the Gemara says, if a ganef steals something, he has to pay kefil. A gazlan who steals does not pay kefil. A ganav has to pay kefil. And a ganav is chai b'yonsin, only if he made a kinyan gzeil. If he didn't make a kinyan gzeil, he's not chai b'yonsin, and he's not chai to pay the kefil. So what constitutes a kinyan gzeil? How does the ganav make a kinyan gzeil? So the pasuk says, him he matzi si matzi b'yodo, a ganav him shach amartza, chayim shtayim shalom pays kefil, him he matzi si matzi b'yodo. So the Gemara has the same drasha, ein li el yodo. Chatzera minai, and let's say I want to steal your sefer. Your field is right next to my field. So I kick the cotton with the svarim. It's on your side. So I kick it with my foot into my field. So I'm kind of with a kinyan chatzer. I don't have to pick it up with the kinyan hagboy. I don't have to do mashicha on it. Imatzi simatzi biyodo eli elu yodo. How do you know chatzera tamalama? Imatzi simatzi mikol makom. So the Gemara says once you have the two psukim, one pasuk by get that chotzer is good, and one pasuk by ganav that chotzer is also kinyan gzela, that is chayv biyonsen and the ganav is chayv kefil. Once he makes the kinyan chotzer, so from this we extrapolate, we derive the kol tarkula. The chotzer is kind of. Whenever you want to give him a ton, you want to sell something, chotzer is kind of call it terakut. So the Gemara has a shaila, is chotzer mitam yodo israboy, or chotzer mitam shlucha israboy? If he matzi simatzi biyodo, binosam biyodo, both of the psukim say kinyan yad. Kinyan yad is good by get, binosam biyodo, kinyan yad is good by the ganav. He steals something and holds it in his hand. So you learn out from the himatzi simatzi of binosam mikomakom by the get binosam yoda that chotzer is also good. So chotzer is dinu ki yad, like a yoda richter is also a yad. But he said, no, maybe chotzer mitam shlucha is raboy. What's the difference? But the chotzer mitam yad, chotzer mitam shlucha. The Gemara says, what if the cotton has a chotzer So if I give him atana to a, if I give him atana to a katan and he holds it in his hand, so there's das acheres makna, so the katan is kind of an atar. But if I give him atana to the katan, I put it in his chatzir. So if chatzir mitam shluchai, ain't shlichas l'katan. Chatzir mitam yado is good. But chatzir mitam shluchai, that the katan is not kind of. So the Ktzais quotes from the Nachal HaShiva, that's an earlier Akron. Nachal HaShiva is a sefer that has, Rabbanim used it today, Nachal HaShiva has the text of the Ksuba, and then every phrase he has a comment. He tells you what the Mokar is and what it means and what are the different opinions in the Rishonim. And then he has a Shtar Mechira for Chometz and a Shtar Tanoim and a Shtar Mechira, all kinds of documents that people use. Shtar Mechira for Shabbos, if you have a business that you have to keep open on Shabbos, he has a Shtar Mechira for Shabbos to sell it to the guy. So the Nachal Shiva, he writes that a Kinyan Chotzer doesn't work for a non-Jew, because Chotzer mitam shlucha and en shlichas la'akum. Just like the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Daf Yud, that Chotzer mitam shlucha, then it doesn't work for a katan, ain't Chotzer la'katan. So Chotzer mitam shlucha, that's how we pass, Chotzer mitam shlucha. And the katan is not kaina by Kinyan Chotzer. Aye, but you learned it off in the pasuk v'nasam biyada, so it sounds like chotzer mitam yad. So the Rif and the Rambam learn in the Gemara with the, we distinguish between chotzer de gam and chotzer de itza. Very strange. Then a man is kind of, man or a woman are kind of with the kinyan chotzer, and we usually think elam mishpatam shatasim lifneihem in the plural lifneihem hishva kosav isha liyish. The Gemara Baba Kama daf does well. All the dinim chosh mishpat are the same for a man and for a woman. So the Rif and the Rambam say not exactly. Very strange, very peldik adin. Chotzer by an isha is mitam yad. Chotzer de itza is mitam yad. Chotzer de gav is mitam shluchai. Very strange. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that lala. Rashi and Tosfos don't have that at all in the Gemara. That's what the Rif and the Rambam understood, that that was maskanas like Gemara. Mechaber quotes it and they leave it like that. Very peldik. The chotzer of a man is mitam shluchai. And chotzer of a woman is mitam yoda. So a ktana who has a chotzer could be kind of an atoira. Chotzer mitam yoda. There's das acheres makna, giving a matana to a ktana. So if she holds it in her hand, das acheres makna is good. And if you put in a chotzer de itza is mitam yoda. But if you give to a cotton in his hand, so the cotton will be kind of an atoira. Das acheres makna, cotton is kind of an atoira. But if you put in the cotton's chotzer, a chotzer de gav, a chotzer by a man, is mitam shlucha and ain shlichas lekotin. The Nachal Shiva, the Ktzais quotes the Nachal Shiva. I think in Simen Reish is the Simen Kinyan Chotzer Mechashemish, if I'm not mistaken. So the Ktzais in Simen Reish quotes, when he's talking about Ktzais and the Nesivas, they're talking about Kinyan Chotzer. So they quote this collector's item from the Nachal Shiva, that he says that just like chotzer of a cotton is not kainah, because chotzer mitam shluchai and shlichas lekotin, so chotzer of an akum is not kainah either, because chotzer mitam shluchai and shlichas lakum. So they both, Ktzais and Nesivas, both say et fazen an ofen gemara. It's a black and white gemara in Avodah Zarah, more than one place. The gemara talks about selling wine to a non-Jew. If he sold wine to a non-Jew, I'm selling kosher wine to the non-Jew, I have a right to charge him money, I'm selling him wine. But if he stuck his fingers in the wine before I sold it, so he already acid the wine. He already acid the wine, Magakam it's also Bahano. Then if I'm gonna sell the wine, I'm getting Hano from Misuri Hano. So I'm not allowed to charge him money if he already acid the wine. If he's gonna pour the wine, he's gonna acid the wine Bahano. So then if the wine is also Bahano before he was kind of it, then I'm not allowed to take money for it. Maybe I can charge him money for sticking his fingers in. Maybe he's another mamazik. He made my wine osmano. Okay, that's a different dinter. But you can't sell the wine to the nachri if he already asked it first. So the Gemara says you got to make sure that when you sell the wine to the nachri, he's kind of the wine before he touches it. So how can it be kind of? The Gemara says pour it into his barrel. It'll be kind of with the kinya chotzer, just like chotzer shaladim kind of lai. Chotzer is kind of. So kelev shaladim. If you're gonna leave I'm gonna leave a cart in the middle of Times Square. You have millions of people roaming around there, I'm gonna leave a big box there and I wanna be kind of a kinyachatz. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you have no right to leave your box there. You're blocking all the traffic, middle of the street, middle of the highway. Guy's going to put a box and people are going to put in matonis for him. So he's not kind of with the kinyachotz. If you have the right to leave it there, then the kelev akoinim din chotzim. So it's beferish a gemara that a nachri is kind of with a kinyachotz. So the question begs itself, but the nachlashiva should be right. The gemara should be wrong. The nachlashiva is wrong. It's against the gemara, but the nachlashiva ought to be right. Why is there a difference between a cotton and a nachri? Just like there's no shlichus la'akum, there's no shlichus la'cotton. So if not shlichus l'kotten leads you to the maskana that a kotten cannot be kind of a kinyachotze, cause chotze mitam shluchai, and ain't shlichus l'kotten, so ain't shlichus l'akam either. So you have to answer, it's not the same. Ain't shlichus l'akam, ain't shlichus l'kotten, not the same thing. You see, for the Gemara is not the same. By chotze, you see, it's not the same. What do you mean chotze mitam shluchai? The chotzer is a shliach of the balas, of the bala chotzer. You can't have a shliach a cherushot to the cotton. Chotzer is not a human being at all. It's worse than a cherushot. How can you say chotzer mitam shluchan? Clearly, it's not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean chotzer mitam shluchan. So, what does it mean? Chotzer mitam shluchan doesn't not to be taken literally. It's not a din of shluchan shlom kamas. That's ridiculous. It's less than a cherushot. Can you ask that? It's less than a cherushot to be cotton. How can you say chotzer mitam shluchan? It means a different thing. Chotzer is a kinya chotzer. So the question is it considered as if the bala chotzer has tfisas ha-matona? As if chotzer mitam yadai? The owner of the son, as if he made a kinyan himself? Or is it considered a kinyan was done on behalf of the owner of the son? So if it's chotzer mitam yodai, as if the bala chotzer is yodai richta, so then a cotton is kind of minatar. So just like if there's das acheres makna to give a matana to the cotton, so the cotton is kind of. So if you give a kinyan, yeah, the cotton will be kind of, give a matana. So you give a kinyan chotzer also kind of. But if you say chotzer mitam shlucha, it doesn't mean shlucha shalom kemoise. You're not employing that principle. It's nothing to do with the beginning of the second parish shlichas. Shlichas minolan, it's not shlichas. It's a different word. Means it's considered as if a kinyan has been made on behalf of the bala chotzer. It's kinyan made on behalf of the bala chotzer, so that doesn't work by a cotton. That's the din. A cotton doesn't have ein shlichus l'cotton means any maisa that someone else does can't relate to the cotton, and any maisa the cotton does can't relate to someone else. So that's what the Rosh says. Here the girl is a Imaradun bitaktana sidakabikirushai. So we said there are three problems. I used to think there were only two problems. Where's the Das Kiddushin? So we worked that out. We solved the problem, Das Kiddushin. Where's the Kesef Kiddushin? He didn't give the money to the father. So we worked it out. Either Midin Orev or Midin Kol Shvach Liyom Le'Aviyah. We worked it out. The Kesef is legitimate and the Das is legitimate. So some of the Rosh is bothered with another question. But the Maisi Kiddushin has to be done by the Baal, by the Ov. So here the girl is doing the Maisi Kedushin. So the girl has to be a shliach for the father. The girl is a ketan, ain't shlichus l'ketan. So the Rosh answers, ain't shlichus l'ketan means the ketan cannot have a shliach act for him, and no one else can do on behalf of a ketan. Here the girl is a shliach for the father that she should be mekudeshes. So he says, that's not nismayit from the din of ain't shlichus l'ketan. Ain't shlichus l'ketan means that parsha of shluchus l'kamosa doesn't apply by God. That's why it doesn't apply to chotzer. Chotzer is not shlucha shalom kemoisai. Chotzer is not shlucha shalom kemoisai. It can't be. It's less than a cherushot to be cotton. So that psul doesn't apply to akum. But by cotton, it's not at all a word that the din of shlucha shalom kemoisai can apply. It's a different halacha. The maisa cotton cannot relate to someone else, and someone else's maisa cannot relate to the cotton. So if you hold chotzer mitam yodai, it's considered as if the bala chotzer made the kinyan himself. If chotzer mitam shlucha doesn't mean shlucha, it's considered as if a kinyan has been made on behalf of the bala chotzer. So if the owner of the chotzer is a cotton, that's already no good. Even though you're not at all employing the principle of shlucha shalom kemoisa. By akum, ein shlichus lak means the din of shlucha shalom kemoisa doesn't apply. So chotzer mitam shlucha doesn't mean that. So that's what the Rosh throws in over here. He thinks that there's a third issue you have to work on. Third issue is that the Maisa Kiddushin has to be done by the Aviha, the Aviya. Not just he has to give the Das Kiddushin, he has to do the Maisa Kiddushin. How can you say he has to do the Maisa? Let's say his Mekadosh is Bita Bibiya. He doesn't do the Biya, the girl does the Biya. The father just does the Das Kiddushin. So why can't you say by Kiddushin Kesev? You need the father's Das Kiddushin. Then you have to negotiate how you're going to do the Kesev. So either it's midin orev, whoever gives the money to the daughter. I don't know, the Rosh was bothered with this kasha. I don't know why it doesn't tickle my fancy. I don't see why the Rosh was bothered. The Rosh is bothered with the kasha. The girl has to act as the father shliach to do the maisa kiddushin. So how can she be a shliach? She's a ktana. So he comes up with this chiddush. Ein shlichus lekotan is not to be taken literally. Shulchos Lakamasa doesn't apply. No, it can apply. And here the girl is a shliach for the father because the shliach is not relating to someone else. The shliach is for herself. She should become married. But I just don't see why it was a problem in the first place. I understand the answer that he gave. Okay. That's the Rosh and Adaf. Why did he think that the Ravid, maybe he had a fuller text of the Ravid, it doesn't quote something. Why did he see that the Ravid holds that it's only good by Kiddushi Kesef? The Ravid was explaining how does it work the Kesef. So he said, Midin Arif. But if it'll be Kiddushi Shtar, Kiddushi Bia, so he won't need Din Arif. Amar al-Bita Ktan Sivu Kabla Kiddushi takes care of the Das Kiddushi. Then the girl, and then the Das HaChosen is the Das Maknem. Whenever the Das Maknem, you don't need Das Kaina. So there's no problem. So the Das is taken care of already. They just need the Maisa Kiddushin of the Shtar and the Bia. So the girl will do the Shtar and the Bia. Well, why did he see in the Ravid that the Ravid disagrees with him? I don't know. Maybe the Ravid said it. Maybe the Ravid said it. He doesn't quote the whole Ravid. Maybe the Ravid said it explicitly. So the Rosh explains. He thinks that is not restricted only to Kesef. He thinks that it works in Shtar and Beals. Okay, good. Why should it be restricted to Kesef? And then the Rosh has this Epsi added on. It has to be Midin Shlichas. This I don't see. Why does it have to be Midin Shlichas? And he came up with the Chiddush. Ein Shlichas Lekotan. Not the same as Ein Shlichas Lakam. Ein Shlichas Lakam means Shluchas Shalom Kemoise doesn't apply. Ein Shlichas Lekotan is not true. That's the akotn ki mizeich aleatzim can't be zeich aleacherim. So there's a machloikis in the Rishonim where the schi meitam shlichas, schi alam meitam shlichas. The Bali Atesis hold. There's a machloikis in the Tanoim. There are two Tanoim and there are three opinions. Rab Lezer, Rab Yeshua, and the Mishnah Bava Basa. So the two Tanoim are two versions of what the machloikis is. So the two Tanoim and there are three different shitas. So one. Shita is presented in the Mishnah. Zochel le'adam shleib b'fonav. I give you a matana to be kind of for someone who's not here today. So one opinion is only if he's a katan. If he's a gadol, it doesn't work. One opinion only if he's a gadol. If he's a katan, doesn't work. We pass and it works both. Zochel le'katan u'le'gadol. It works for both. So the one opinion then zochel le'katan, then zochel le'gadol. He can only do zechia for a katan, not for a gadol. So that Tana obviously thinks that the whole institution of zochel le'adam shleib b'fonav is a takana de rabbanon. They only made a takana when you need it. When the mekabel matana is a cotton, cotton does know how to take care of himself. They made a takana the rabban is zochel le'adam shleib b'fonav. You can be mekabel matanas with him. If the kid is an adult already, he can take care of himself. So they never made a takana. We don't accept that opinion. We assume that zochel le'adam shleib b'fonav is a din deraisa, and that's a question. Where is the pasuk? How do you know that there's a din of zochel le'adam shleib b'fonav? So according to one opinion at the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara says. Gemara quotes the psukim in Parshas Masay, I think it is. Nasi echa lamata tikchul l'cholos ha'oretz. In the end, the Chumash Bamidbar, I think it's in Parshas Masay. So the nasi of every shevet represented all the members of the shevet. Here it is on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Shom, where is it? Shom. Bamidbar. Lamedavit. I think it's a Masay. So the Nasi of every Shevet represented all the members of the Shevet, and the Ezedin that he represent. So the Gemara has three Pshatim. So the first Pshat, the Gemara says, must be all the members of the Shevet appointed him as a Shliach, And that's the makkah for shlucha shlarim kemais. Mar says it can't be, because when they made chalukas ha'aretz in the days of Yishuv ben Nun, nasi echad, some of the children were yisoimim, some of the people who got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, their fathers died in the midbar, they were yisoimim, ktanim, and a cotton can appoint a shliach. So it can't be mitam, shlucha shlarim kemais. That's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? So the Gemara said the second pshat, it must be that they represented all the members of the Sheva mitin zach li adam shalai b'fanav, and this is the marker for the institution of zach li adam shalai b'fanav. But you just said before it can't be mitin shlichas, because some of the people are going to get a chelik in arts aktanim. So you shifted the pshat. You said it's mitin zachin. So how does zachin work if the kid is a cotton? So obviously you think that zchi is lamitam shlichas, even though there's no shlichas for a cotton, he can have zchi for a cotton. So at least at that point, the Gemara clearly thought that Tzchi is not mitam shlichas. So that's the Rashba and the Ramban, all the Chachmei Sfarad say, you see from the Gemara, that Tzchi is la mitam shlichas. Then the Gemara rejects the second pshat, they can't be midin zachan adam shalai b'fanav, because everybody was happy with what they got. Ikin nichalei b'hover nichalei b'bik, ikin nichalei b'bik v'lo nichalei b'har. It's not so clear that everybody is going to be happy with what they're going to get. Someone's going to complain, for sure. Someone's going to bellyache. Someone's going to be unhappy. I want it there, I want it there. I want it closer, I want it further away. So it can't be that it's midin zachan adam shalai b'fanav. He only says zachan adam shalai b'fanav if it's an umdad in the muchach that everyone is happy with what we're doing for them. Why is it an umdad in the muchach? Ikan nechale b'hav and nechale b'bika. Hello, the Gemara says, the pshat is it's midin apotropis. This is the marker for the institution of apotropis. Those are the three pshatim the Gemara gives. How did the Nesiim represent all the members of the Shevet? So first pshat the Gemara says midin shlucha shalom kemoi. So Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Minayin shlucha shalom kemoi. So Shinema nasiyecha lamate. And you learn that from this pasuk shlichas. The Gemara says it can't be. How can it be midin shlichas? Some of them are ktanim lai b'nei shlichas ninu. Some of the people at the time of Chalukas Haaretz were ketanim before Bar Mitzvah. There's no shlichas l'kot. So they shifted to the second pshat, that it's midin zochin. And you're assuming at least in the Havamina that Zechiah that works Menat Torah on behalf of a cotton. And the Chachmei Sfarad hold that remains like that, that Zechiah works Menat Torah even on behalf of a cotton. And the Lamaskan also remains like that. The Gemara rejected it for a different reason, because how can you say that it's midin zochin? There is no umdin in the muchach that everybody's happy with what they're going to get. So it must be that it's not midin zachin, it's midin apetropa. So Rashi and Tosfos hold that even though the Gemara had a havamina that tzchi is lav mitam shlichas, but lamaskana tzchi is mitam shlichas. Based on the Gemara, in the beginning of Zel Neshech, that again, in this Mishnah in the end of Baba Basra, there are three opinions in the Tanai. One opinion is that Zochan Amishlavim is a Takana de Rabban. You only made the Takana Zochan Lekotan, Vein Zochan Legotan. Can only be Zechar for a Kotan. So that opinion has not been accepted. That we don't accept. We assume Zochan Amishlavim works Menachur, but we're not sure exactly where the Pasuk is. A Baruch Ber in a Sefer on Kiddushin writes in parentheses on this Sugya, we're not sure where the Pasuk is. Where does it say Zochan Amishlavim? So the second opinion, the Tanaim is faket, zochen legodl, vein zochen lekotn. Can only be zeche a matona for the fellow who's not here if he's a godl, if he's bar mitzvah. If he's a kotn, you can't be zeche. Why? Because chi is a form of shlichas. Usually, the mishalech has to appoint the shliach. A kotn cannot appoint. So if it's zochen mishalech b'fanav, it's an umdad in the muchach that he would want him to function as a shliach. So you don't need a mina shlichas. But there's no shlichas lekotn. So therefore, there's no zchiyah lekotan. So that's the second time. Zochen legadol, then zochen lekotan, because zchiyah works menat Torah, but zchiyah is a form of shlichas, even though there's no meaning shlichas, and there's no shlichas lekotan. We pass in the third opinion. Zochen ben legadol, ben lekotan. But that Tosis has the two girsas. The Gemara says there's no zchiyah on behalf of a nochri. Let's say I give you a matanah to be kind on behalf of a nochri. The Gemara says since ein shlichas laakum. Ein schiyah l'akum. But even though ein shlichas l'kotten, yesh schiyah l'kotten. So why is it different? So one girsa has it, Rashi and Tosfos had the girsa, the shlichas l'eslei, Schia mid the rabbana mia isla. Even though in a Torah ain't schia le cotton, because schia mitam shlichus, but he the shlichus leisle the cotton can't have a shlichta. Schia mid the rabbana mia isla. The other girsa has it. He the shlichus leisle schia mia isla, and it works in a Torah. So Tosis points out, Tosis and Ezra Nasha points out, there are two girsas in the Gemara, whether with or without the word mid the rabbana. There's schia for a cotton. Does it work in a Torah? Does it only work in the rabbana? So according to those who hold that Schi, Rashi and Taisus hold, Schi mitam shlichis, therefore Schi lekotin is only midi rabbanon, doesn't work ben atar. Is there Schi for a shaita? Is there Schi for a shaita? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, yes, there's Schi for a shaita, but it doesn't say whether it's derais or derabbanon. What's the difference? It could be that Schi of cotton, acher shaita be cotton, don't have a shliach. So, and Rashi and Tosfos hold that schia mitam shlichus, a schia for a cotton is only midi rabbanim. So the pashta schia for a shaita is also only midi rabbanim. So usually it doesn't pose a problem because hefke bezna hefke, the bezin can make whatever takonis they want and dili mominis. But they can't make takonis, hefke bezna hefke, and get mekedushin. So that was the asik with the get that they gave in Tzfat. They said that they wrote a get on behalf of the husband. The husband was in a state of agitation. His brain is not working at all. For 7 years, he was sick. He's not functioning at all. So they said, it says beferish and chosh mishpat that there's schia for a shaita. Yes, chesh has schia for a shaita. Doesn't say whether it's manatar mid rabbanon. There's a machlekes whether there's schia for a cotton. There are three opinions in the Mishnah. We paskan there is schia for a cotton, but the Chachmei Ashkenaz hold, Rashi and Tosfos hold, Schi lekotn is only mid the rabbanon, because since ein shlichus lecher shayta bekotn, and schi mitam shlichus, so the schi for a kotn is only mid the rabbanon. So the pashtus is that the schi for a shayta is also only mid the rabbanon. So it's only mid the rabbanon. So it doesn't work by get; it only works in didim amnis, because hefke bez nehefke. Somehow this is such a complicated cheshmet; it's elementary. Somehow they didn't consider that possibility. The guy who wrote the tshuva wrote a 100-page tshuva, and he thought he covered all the bases. I don't know, I don't think he covered all the bases. I don't think it's right at all. Things are 100% wrong. I don't think so. You want the Nasi to represent each and every individual person.
Every person had to be
Maskim. Yeah, that's how the Gemara assumes. The Nasi has to represent each and every person, either Midin Shluchoi. So no shlichus lekotn, or midin zochin. So again, Rashi and Tosfos hold there's no schi lekotn on Torah Tzonim mid Rabban. So must be midin apotropis. Apotropis works. Apotropis works for cotton. That's the pasuk. Apotropis works. Yeah. Oh yeah? They're leaving it like that? Okay. They printed something from Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg. I don't know, it's also there. I thought it was very superficial. He's a goyna goyna. He just writes and Chosh Mishmer said that Schiel is shaita and therefore it's good. Maybe it's only midirabbanon, same as a cotton. Schiel a cotton is only midirabbanon, according to Rashi and Tosfos. So it only works in Dinim Ominous. I don't know. If they let it stand, so it's because of Rav Zalman Nechemiah then. I don't know. I don't think it's right at all. Yeah. So yesterday we ran through the Gemara on Amid Beis. And Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, starting from the second line, Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara goes on and on and on and on. And the Machlek is between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, and the Chachamim. So the Gemara on Amid Beis quotes two brises. And it's explicit, the whole brise with the whole Sugyas HaGemara, that the machlekes Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, and the Tanakam is where the most of Rishonis likidush nitnu, most of Rishonis lab likidush nitnu. They're totally ignoring this Rab Nachman by Yitzchok. Here, the top line on Yud Tes Amud Aleph is Rab Nachman by Yitzchok, and he pops up again later on the Omud Yud Tes Amud Aleph. He denies that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah ever said most of Rishonis lab likidush nitnu. He said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah also agrees. Here, it's the top line on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Then when you look down, when the lines become wide, so it's on the third wide line. Not my Yitzchakama, not true. I feel the time of the Kedusha Nitno. The Yosef Reb Yudah agrees with the Tanakama of the Kedusha Nitno, but it's a Xeris HaKasav. It says, Hashelo Yodav Hefto, you can only do Yud if it's Royal Pidyon. If you have a Shavar Puta's worth of work left before the end of the 6 years, so it's Royal Pidyon, so then it's Royal Yud. If it's not Royal Pidyon, it's not Royal Yud. So he says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak denies that Rabbi Yosef Reb Yudah ever disagreed on the fundamental issue, whether Moshe Shanis Likidushin did. So the Rishonim asked, how does he read the Brisa on our face? The fair is not like him. He gave a mashal, a man is Mekadosh Anisha, Lach Alamed. So according to everybody, it's Mekadosh Me'achshel. No one said it's Mekadosh Lach Alamed. I don't know. I don't think they answered that. The Ramban asked the question, and apparently other Rishonim asked it as well. I don't see that they answered it. The whole Gemara on our face, the whole Brisa with the whole Gemara, is against Ram Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The Pashtus is that this was a Machlekes. Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Reb Yudah and Achachamim. Where the Moshe Rishon is Likinush Nitno, love Likinush Nitno. So just Pashto says he wasn't aware of the Brises on his base. Yeah, why should there be such a din? Why should there be? According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, what is that? It's not true. Yosef Reb Yudah never said Moshe Rishon is love Likinush Nitno. He just said a local din. Hashem lo yod lehefto. If it's not royally Giroin Kesef, it's not a Shavu Put that's worth a work lab, not royally Giroin Kesef, then you can't do Yud. Why should it be Toli? Why should it be Toli? So the Rishonim all have a Loshen over here. A few Rishonim have a Loshen. What if the Sheish, let's say the girl, I bought an Amar Havir, she's Yotzeh B'Sheish. I bought her on Zayin Oder, and now it's 6 years later, and Vav Oder is over, and it's already Tzeisach, Kochav Mitzvah, already Zayin Oder. And then he wakes up, oh, there was a mitzvah of Yud. So he says, the night of Zayin Oder, is hurry up me where to sleep. So Lach HaSheish, it's too late. The Omar Vriya, it's over. The whole story is over. So that's what the Rishonim say. If it's so late in the 6 years that there is no Shavar Putah's worth left to do Giroin Kesef, there is no Shavar Putah's worth of work left, so it's like the sheish is over. So just like you can't do Yud Lach HaSheish, so you can't do Yud if it's so late that there is no Shavar Putah's worth, it's considered as if the whole Shivchus is over. There's a Rosh Hashem one place who makes a statement, probably not correct. Let's say you have to give Pidyon HaBen. So how much do you give for Pidyon HaBen? So you give 5 shekels, how much is that? So you multiply the Kuf Tzarek Beis Prutas in a dinar, and there are 4 dinarim in a selas, and there are 5 sloim in Pidyon HaBen. So 5 times 4 is 20. 20 times Kuf Tzarek Beis, so we said it was 3,840 or something like that. So the Rosh Hashem writes in one place, what if Davi HaBen gives the Kohen 3,839.5 prutas? So he says, Pachas b'shavu prutas, you're not mechuyev to pay. Let's say you pay Shloshim Shalevet, pay Hamishim Avonis Mefatet, pay Meya of Moitzi Shemra. So you paid Meya, he paid 99.99, and he owes less than the Shavu Prutas. So he says, you're not mechuyev to pay. Less than the Shavu Prutas, you're not mechuyev to pay. That's highly questionable. Less than the Shavu Putta, not Mechuyev to pay means if I punch you and the Hefzed moment is less than the Shavu Putta, I scrapped your car. And if you want to sell it, Kamu Shavu Limka Bashuk, before and after, it's the same thing. It's not going to diminish the value of the car. The Torah never imposes a chiv of less than the Shavu Putta. Here's Mechuyev to pay Chamishim Avainis of Mefatin, Mechuyev to pay 5 sloin for Pidyon HaBen. He didn't pay all the money. He owes another half of Putta left. What do you mean? Since he paid everything, all that's left, the less than the Shavu Putta, now Mechuyev to pay. You are mechuyev to pay. Didn't pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef. I don't know. That's how you get rich. The Rosh Hashanah was a rich man. Maybe that's the way you get rich. You pay everything minus a pachas m'shavar puta. I don't know. He got rich beheta, not b'yis. So anyway, but that's what the Rishonim use such a lush. Maybe that's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is driving at. If it's not Rav, he claims that according to Rav Yosef Reb Yudah, if it's not Roy Legiroy and Kesef, that it's not Roy Liyud, just like it can't be Miyad after the Sheish is over. So if the Sheish is almost over, she only owes less than the Shavar Putah's worth of services. So it's like Lachadish, as if the whole Shivchas is all over. Sounds a little bit like that Rashash. You don't have to pay the last part of Shana Puta, yeah.
But there's just maybe because like Mark Sanhedrin said the reason why there's no like Gaza Lusig on let Shana Puta to be assuming Israel's gonna be mobile at the Shana Puta. So if that's the reason, then it should have there's no difference between whether it's making the day or not.
Okay. Okay, so the Gemara had this brisa. Then the Gemara and the brisa had Moshe l'mad David Daima. So Rashi stood on his head. Rashi gave a strange interpretation. That's what all the Rishonim jump on Rashi. The long Taisusin. The two Taisusin, they say the same thing. The Ri interpreted Poshma. All the other Rishonim, they don't understand why Rashi interpreted differently. Usually when you say a din, and they say Moshe l'mad David Daima, so you give a Moshe, and everybody understands the Moshe, and that sheds light on the Nimshal. Since this we understand, so this is the same as that. Rashi over here interprets Fakir. We have the din of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, so from this we can figure out the other cases like the Mashal, from this we can figure out what the din is over there. So they read the Balatesis and the two long Tesis and on your Testament base, and all the other Shem say, it doesn't mean like that. We're giving a Mashal to explain how it works by the Amohevriya. Not from the Amohevriya you can figure out the din yet. But it's Lomala Lomar, it doesn't make a difference whether you learn like Rashi like this. The same thing. Same thing, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so what are we up to? So we learned a little Gemara yesterday. So what are we up to for today? Tanya Idach, right in the middle, smack in the middle of Yud Tes and Beis. So the line ends with the words Tanya Idach, and the next line begins with Amecha Es Bito. Amen. One?
Two lines like that.
Two lines, one?
That's the end of Tanya Idach, and the next line starts.
The last two words in the line is Tanya Idach, huh?
And the next one is Amocher. It happens twice under that.
Oh, it happens twice?
There's one
at
third down,
there's
one two thirds down.
One is at third down. But this is towards the middle. Tanya Amocher's Bito, all over the kitchen. Oh, you're right. So further down, it's like in the middle, right? In the middle of your Tesson base. So the line ends Tanya Yirich, and the next line begins Hamecha Es Bito Uposak Amana Shelo LiYaed. Let's say a man marries a girl. He's gone to the Israeli army. He knows he may get killed. He just got married. He may not have any children. If they kill him right away, unfortunately, they have more chalitzas than we ever had in the history of the Jewish people. Such young husbands are killed in battle, so the wives need chalitzas. So it's quite a hardship. So what if he says Harei Mekudesh Esli Amanosh lo tizokik lachalitza? In the event that I die without any children, you shouldn't have to have chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra quotes from the Yerushalmi that that's an example of masna mashakos about Torah. The din is you have to have ishus gemura. You can't make ishus lachatzoin. Can't say Ariyam Kodesh Esli lachatzoin. Can't say Ariyam Kodesh Esli for a year, and if it doesn't work out, you don't need a get. Ariyam Kodesh Esli, and if at the end of the year it doesn't work out, so you shouldn't need a get. That's masna mashakos about Torah. So here is a machlekes. Is this masna mashkas better? Machas bita pasak al manash lo liyaed. This is really an area of isa v'heta. Yes liyaed lo yaed. That's isa v'heta. So Rav Meir holds this kaim at tonight. It's a good tonight. V'chamam im rotzel liyaed miyam. Then she's the mashkas b'atora. Chol amasna mashkas b'atora tonight bottom. So the Gemara asks the kasha. Why does Rav Meir hold tonight kaim? Rav Meir is the one who is so extreme, he even holds, we don't hold like him, he even holds Mas Masha Pasbar Torah Dovisha B'mamin Tanoi Bottle. We pass him like Rav Yudah. Usually when there's a Machleg Zameir, Rav Yudah, Allahik Rav Yudah. Very rare that there's a Machleg Zameir, Rav Yudah, we pass him like Rav Meir. And so we pass him like Rav Yudah here. But Rav Meir is so extreme, he even holds Dovisha B'mamin Tanoi Bottle. Even Dovisha B'mamin Tanoi Bottle. The Gemara says, how can it be? Well, the Rav Meir, Tanoi Kayam. How can it be? But Yehud is Isa V'Heter. And Rav Meir even holds by Mominus. Masa Mashkan Tzah Tonight Baut V'Hatanyu Hay Melish Ariya Mekudesh Esli Amano Shein Loch Alay Sheer Ksus V'Yoyno Areza Mekudesh Esli. He wants to marry her on the condition that there should be no responsibilities. Usually when a couple gets married, the husband is mechuyav to support his wife. As a chiyav Sheer Ksus V'Yoyno. What does it mean Sheer Ksus V'Yoyno? So the oina means tashmish amita, shiba tashmish amita. How much tashmish amita? So the Gemara says in Ksuba, it depends how hard the husband works for a living. If he works very hard for a living, he's not as mechuyev as others. If a person doesn't work so hard, he's mechuyev to have more tashem shamita if the wife is interested. So he's meshubit to give more. Yaksu says he has to buy her clothing, and share has to give her food and clothing. That's how the Rambam paskens. There's one Tana holds like that in Ksubas, and the Rambam paskens that they're shared ksus v'yana. The Baal Eschad b'mezonos is to share, and ksus is clothing, has to support his wife, and oina is tashmish. And the Ramban Achumish and Parshas Mishpatim, it says if you imacheris hikachlo, if the odon is miyai the amohivriya, and then he decides to marry another wife, the pasuk was written before the Chaim Derab Ben Geshem, he can't take two wives. So the pasuk is at the time that you're allowed to have two wives. So it says, Sherik Sisabein also lo yigva. He's not allowed to cheat the first wife that he did the iyud to. He's not allowed to cheat out of Sherik Sisabein. So he learned from that pasuk that every husband is muhim and Sherik Sisabeina to the wife. So the Ramban on Chumash quotes the Rambam. He says the Rambam's opinion corresponds to one Tana's opinion in Ksubis, and that Tana's opinion has been rejected. He says we really don't paskin like that. So that's the Rambam more or less stands alone. All the other Rishonim say no. Oina it means tashmish amita, and Sher Ksus, the chiyuv mezainis and the chiyuv to support a wife is only mid the Rabbanim. So what do you do with the pasuk Sher Ksus v'yoina? So the Ramban says Ksus means that the wife doesn't want to be undressed completely when she has tashmish with the husband. She wants to have fancy nightgowns, whatever, so that's ksus. Sher ksus v'yoina, everything is oina. The sher ksus are aspects of the oina. So ksus says she wants to have all kinds of exciting nightgowns when she's with the husband. And sher is she wants to have kirabasa. She wants to sleep with the husband kirabasa. Not who be big, the he be big, the. The husband is such a frigid fellow, he never wants to sleep in bed with his wife, the kirabasa. So that's not right. So share and ksus are aspects of oina. Everything is oina. But the fact the husband has to support his wife and give her food and clothing, so that most assume that that's only midirabon. Doesn't make too much of a difference, but it's the raisa derabon, it's derabon, so it's hefke bezna hefke. There is a slight difference. The achreinim on Ebenezer, they give a slight difference, lalocha, between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether the chiyuv share ksus is deraisa derabon. Share ksus is deraisa, it's a chumash. The question, what does it mean? So the Rama holds that the chiyuv mezainis and the chiyuv ksus to support the wife is deraisa, and most hold that it's only midirabon. When does the chiyuv set in, share ksus v'yoina? Only sets in after nisuin. Even though arusa is materis labaila minatar, the muta to have tash mishamita, but the chiyuv to give v'yoina is only after nisuin. Sher ksus v'yoina is only after nisuin. So what does it say over here? Arei mukudash esli amonal she'elach alai sher ksus v'yoina. And if you wouldn't say that, there would have been a chiyuv sher ksus v'yoina by mikudeshes. By mikudeshes, there is no chiyuv sher ksus v'yoina. So Rav Soloveitchik asked that question. Arei mukudashes kiddushin, there isn't yet a chiyuv sher ksus v'yoina. It's only after nisuin. So why is he saying it? Arei mukudeshesli. So Rav Soloveitchik had his mahalach, that's what we were saying over from him from the beginning of the year, that kiddushin is hoisha niknis, you make a maisa kinyan. So then you can make a shliach, then you can make a tanai, milsa deisa b'shlichas, isa b'tanai, milsa deisa b'shlichas, leisa b'tanai. In order to be able to make a shliach, you have to be a baile man l'chalois. In order to be able to make a tanai, you have to be a baile man l'chalois. So by kiddushin, you can make a shliach, ish mekadosh bo b'shluchai, and you can make a tanai. Harei mekadosh esli, if it snows tomorrow, harei mekadosh esli, if you give me $20,000 within a week, you can make a tanai, and you can make a shliach, because you're a bailim. The husband is a bailim to determine whether he wants to marry the girl or not. Nisuin, Rav Soloveitchik thought, nisuin is not a maisa kinyan, it's just a hachnasa l'mshusai. When you have erisin, she's an eshish shelob beis habal. When you have nisuin, then you say beis zulishtoi, she's an eshish beis habal. So the nisuin consists of hachnasa l'vishusa. But that's not really a kinyan. It's not that you make a kinyan to make erisin, then you make another kinyan to make nisuin. The second one is not a kinyan. The second one is just hachnasa l'vishusa. If the girl doesn't oppose, you can't do nisuin bal korchai. That's a tesis on the first daf in Ksubas. Can't do kiddushin bal korcha. That's a gemara based on the base. Get the nisuim b'korach b'deishin. That's a taisus on that basic suvus. But not that you need. It's not a maisi kinyan that you need das habal and das leisha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik interpreted pshat in the Rabbeinu Nissim going on daf Yudam and Aleph. I think we said it when we learned. Taisus quotes four different answers on the kasha. There's a theory here. The Gemara says, when you mekadosh b'bia, kol abo da'atag marbi, you only kind of big marbi, and the Gemara in Yivama says you kind of betchilas bia. So Tez gave four teirutz. So the answer of Rabbeinu Nissen Gom was a fundamental difference between erisin and nisuin. You can be mekadosh b'bia, then you say kol abo da'atag marbi, and then you can take nisuin b'bia. That's a chiddush. The Rambam said that. Rambam got it from the Rabbeinu Nissen Gom. He did it do bia, he do chup yichud haroi l'bia. So the Rabbi Nissim Cohen holds, it doesn't apply to Nisuin. Why doesn't it apply to Nisuin? Rabbi Soloveitchik gave his pshat. Means if he would have had das for the Tchilas Bia, he would have been kind of Tchilas Bia. He's making the Kenyan now. Let's say you do Kiddushit Bia. I do Bia today, and I want to be kind of Kiddushin tomorrow. So that's not Tchal. That's called the Kenyan. That's not going to work. But I can postpone the Kiddushin till the Gemar HaBia. I'm still doing the Bia. Instead of, I don't want the Tchilas Bia to be Koina, I want it to be Koina Big Mar Bia. So that's like you're making a mice and you want it to be Koina later, you don't want it to be Koina now. And there's no problem of Kol Sekinyon, so that's good. So then when is that? By Medva Mamburim, by Kiddushi Bia, because Kiddushi needs Das HaBaal, so you can postpone the Halos till later, like you can make a Shliach and you can make a Tanai. So whenever you can make a Tanai, you can postpone the Halos as well. But by Nisuin, you can't make a shlich and you can't make a tanai, and you don't need das bailim, so you can't postpone the halos till later either. The Rambam writes, let's say if a man says, Hare mukudesh esli lacha lamad yom, or I sell you a house. Let's say I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, I sell a house as of September 1st. So I can make the kinyan today, it's going to be chal as of September 1st. The Rambam says, how do you know from the Chumash that there's such an institution of a kinyan lacha lamad? You can make a kinya today, postpone the chalos till later. He says, every Tanai Avim is like that. Ariyam HaKodesh Esli, if it snows tomorrow morning. So if it snows, then the Kedushin is chal. So that's lachalam. I postpone the chalos till tomorrow. Every Tanai, there are two types of Tanai Avim and Tanai Me'achshav. The Tanai Avim, you're postponing the chalos till later. And it's totally whether yes or no, there's a hen or a lav. If it rains, then it'll be chal. If it doesn't rain, it won't be chal. Here, I just postponed the chalos to later. So that's half of that parsha of Tanai Avim. So the Rambam says, the fact that we can postpone the chalos to later is learned out from the parsha of Tanai. So that only works when it's milsa d'isa b'shlichas and isa b'tanai, then it's easy with postponing the chalos to later. But by Nisuin, where it's not a das bailim, it's not a maisa kinyan, it's not a das bailim, it's just hachnosa l'rshusayin. So that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought you can't make a shliach. He quoted the dogma of Vava on the side of the Eruday in Hilchas Avelis, writes that in some communities the minhag is that the chasm doesn't go to the badekin at all. The rabbanim go and they do the badekin. But how do you satisfy the opinion? The Mordechai is quoted there in Eruday in Hilchas Avelis. Mordechai in Ksuba says the badekin is the nisun. So if the badekin is nisun, shouldn't the chasm have to do the badekin? So the dogma of Vava writes it's self understood. That the Rabbanim are functioning as the shlichim of the chosin to do the nisun. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. He said, you can't have a shlich. He said, because of his Rabbeinu Nissim Goy, you can't have a shlich. It's not a maisa, it's not a kinyan bailim. That you can, that you're not a bailim to appoint a shlich or to make a tanai. It can't be. So he didn't like that. And then he said, usually when the chassan goes to do the badekin, so the girl's mother standing there, and then she usually picks up the veil. The mother usually does the badekin. So Rav Soloveitchik goes to tell the mother, don't touch the veil. The chassan should do it all on run, because shlichas does not have to do it. So he thought that nisuin, according to the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, is a milsa de leisa b'shlichas and leisa b'tanai, and you can't postpone. So you can't do nisuin. What's it good? You're going to do erisin. Erisin, no one's b'chuyiv in Sheik Suzbiyarni yet. No one's b'chuyiv. Then you're going to do hachnasa l'mshus, you're going to do yichud, then you're going to say, the yichud is almanas, that there's no chiyuv shirksus v'yoyim. You can't make a tanai in nisuin, because nisuin, you're not a das ba'im, you're not doing a maisei kinyan. You're not doing a maisei kinyan. So that's why the Gemara doesn't never talks about the man does nisuin when the chiyuv shirksus v'yoyim should be said. He says, hariat knusasi, hariat nisuali, almanas she'en l'chala shirksus v'yoyim. He can't make a Tanai Nisun. That's like he can't postpone the Chalos. He can't make a Shliach. So he can't make a Tanai either. So the Tanai has to be in the Eris. Ariab Mukudeshesli, in Kiddushin, there's never Sheikh Susyan. He said, Ariab Mukudeshesli, but I don't want this to be a full Ishus. I want it to be incomplete Ishus. There shouldn't be a, it shouldn't be able to lead to a Chiyab Sheikh Susyana if and when I'll do Nisun. So that's the Machlekes of Meir of Yunus. Our Meir says, Dovashim Mamma Tanai Kayim. That aspect of the Ishus is Mamanis. So since Mamanis lends itself to Mechila, so that's not called Ishus Lachatzoin. If you say, Ariya Mukudeshus Li Amarav Shalot Tizokik Lachalitza, in the event I should get killed in the army and I don't come home and we don't have any children, you shouldn't eat Chalitza. That's Masa Masha Kosvatar, the Isavaheta. So you can't make, that's the example that Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi. You can't make such a Tanai. Ariya Mukudeshus Li, on the condition that it works out well, and if we're not happily married after a year, we shouldn't need to get. That's Masa Masha Kosvatar, that's no good. But over here, Ariya Mukudeshus Li Amanas, and I shouldn't be able to be Meshuvah to give you Sheikh Susvi, and later, that's Dini Mamanis, that's the Machalegis Amei Rebut. So Rebut holds, we pass like Rebut. Dovashim Mamanis, Tanoi Kaim.
Mamanis is only the clothing. The share is not
Mamanis. Right, so
I mean,
that.
Depending on how you'd like
right,
but
right.
The Ram of nothing is Mamanis.
I mean, according to the Ramban.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what, that's a machlekes and rishonim. Maybe davisha b'mamon only means mamonis. So sharing ksus means food and clothing. So that's mamon. Oina is not. That's what Rashi says. Oina is not davisha b'mamon. And the Mishnah Melech points out, other rishonim disagree. Whenever it's a shibud bein adam l'chaver, that's called mamonis. Even the oina, which is tashma shamita, is also called davisha b'mamon tanaikan. Shibud bein adam l'chaver, just like the wife, if she wants to, could be mevater on the oina. She said she moichel on the oina. She doesn't need it. When she's older, ready, she's not interested in the tashem shamita, so she could be moichel. So when they get married, even at a young age, it's mamayna. Mamayna doesn't only mean dollars and cents. They can make out a check. You can't make a check for the tashem shamita, but the some rishonim hold that it's called mamayna in the sense that it's a shibud ben al machaveh that lends itself to mechil. So mechil is kabalti, so it's considered. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Let's say if you owe me $1,000 and I stay on Moichel. So Mechila works. The Gemara says all over the place, Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. How come Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan? The Sam Rishonim say Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan because it's considered Kiparua. Mechila is Kabalti. Mechila is considered as if he paid it up. Why? Because I can. What's the definition of Piraon? Let's say you owe me $1,000 and I'm in the middle, I'm in the middle of learning. I have all this firm open on the desk, and then you come with $1,000. And I'm looking at everything. So I have no time to I'm going to take the money. I'm going to lose my place. So I say, just leave the money over there. I'll take it later. So that's considered parua. The chov is parua, even before I pick it up. Because the chov is parua, so the money is nicked to me, even if I never pick it up. And if a ganav steals the money before I picked it up, it's my loss. You already were pareh the chov. When you put the money in a place accessible to me, to my satisfaction, the chov is paru. So if I say, you owe me $1,000, keep it. That's paru. Mechila is kis kabalti. Some Hashem say that's my mechila and it's vichikin, because mechila is considered a pirun. I say, how will you have the $1,000? How will you satisfy me? Keep it in your pocket. Keep it in your bank account. I consider it kis paru. So that's what, Some Rishonim hold, Dovashim B'mamet, Tanoi Kaim, why? Because Dovashim B'mamet doesn't only mean money, dollars and cents. Even Oina, whatever lends itself to Mechila, whatever is a Shibud B'nod Mahavera, lends itself to Mechila. So Mechila is Kis Kabalti. So that's why we pass on like Rabbi Yudah against Rabbi Meir. But Dovashim B'mamet, Tanoi Kaim, because it's not considered that you're missing the Sheikh Sisver, as if the Ishus is complete. The Ishus has the Sheikh Sisver, and she was Meichel. Meichel is considered Kis Kabalti. But that's where Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. It has to be, the Tanai had to be made b'shas kiddushin. Hariyat mukudeshesli, amanav she'en lecha lai sheikh sisvei. You can't say hariyat nesuali. Why do you make the Tanai by the kiddushin? No one has the shibud sheikh sisvei at the time of the kiddushin. It only sets in at the time of nisuin. So he said, no, because you can't make a Tanai. Ain't Tanai b'nisuin. Nisuin, according to Rabbi Nissim Goen, is not a ma'aseh kinyan, it's just a hachnasa l'ushus. So you can't make a Tanai then. So you had to make the Tanai at the time of the Erison. This Erison should never be able to lead up to a Shibud of Sheikh Sisvi. Fine. So In Reb Yudah, there's no stira. How come Reb Yudah holds by Sheikh Sis Vienna Tunai Kayam? And if he sells his daughter as an Am Hevriya, and he says Amanas, what does he say? Shalol Liyayid. Why don't you say B'davashib B'mamah Tanai Kaim? So the answer is no, Yud is not a B'davashib B'mamah. Yud is Isa V'hetah. That's the bottom Taisa says. But the Rabbanah Rabbanah Loikashah, there's no stira in Reb Yudah, because Yud B'havi B'davashib B'mamah. The stira is Reb Meir. Meir holds even B'davashib B'mamah and Tanai Batel. So Kal V'chaim B'davashib Yisa Tanai Batel. So how can he say that the father has the ability to sell a daughter? It's like Ariya Mekudeshes Almanos that you will never need again. You won't need Chalitza. That's Mamish Masam Bashk Vasav Dovisha Beyisa. So to this, the Gemara answers Amachiskia. Shani Hocha, Rab Meir Shita is based on Xeris of Kos. Rechim Kirish is Bito La Oma. What does that extra word tell you? Pamashani Mechra Ela Li Oma Bilvan. He can sell her only as an Amarviya, with no potential to lead up to Yishus at all. Fine. La'oma, Chim Kirish is Bita La'oma. The Torah gives the father the ability. It's an exception to the rule. The Torah gives the father the ability.
He can say that there's not
going to
be any
Yishus.
He doesn't want
Yishus. The father has that, according to Reb Meir. Yeah, the father has the ability to say that. We don't pass him like that. We pass him like the Reb Yudah. That you cannot say it. Only B'davish of the moment you can say it. But by you it is B'davish of the Yisr. You can't say it. So what do we do with the word La'oma? Moichar is Bito just La'oma. So the Gemara says, we had the Gemara before. We had the Gemara on Yud Chesam Ebeis. The Gemara said, the father can sell the daughter as an Amo Hevriya, a grusha lekoin hedyot, and an almana lekoin gadol. But he's not allowed to marry her. If I'm selling my daughter as an amar hevriya to a koin hedyot, and my daughter is a grusha, or my daughter is an almana, and I'm selling it to a koin gadol, so he won't be able to do yid. So the Gemara said, it'll be an averet, but it'll be chal, because kiddush and atov simchai v'lavin. There was a Tana Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Kiddushin Tov Simchai V'Lavin. He's much more Machmer, Mekel, whatever, however you call it, Machmer. He holds Ein Kiddushin Tov Simchai V'Lavin. But we don't hold like that. We hold Kiddushin not Tov Sim. So the Gemara said, that's what the Pasuk means. In Kiresh is Bita La'am, Apam Shana Mech Re'el Eliyama, you can sell your daughter as an Omer of Ria, an Almana L'Kain Gadol, and a Grusha L'Kain Hedya. That's called Mech Re'el Psulim. Doesn't necessarily follow that moichra lekrayvim. That's on the top line achov. The dinu shouldn't it be a mamatzino, and moichra lepsulim loim kerena lekrayvim. Shouldn't it be the same? If I can sell my daughter an almana lekoin gadol and a grusha lechalutza lekoin hedyot, even though he's not allowed to make yiud, so I should be able to sell the girl to her brother, even though he cannot do yiud and his son cannot do yiud. A nephew is not allowed to marry an aunt. An uncle is permitted to marry a niece, but a nephew is not allowed to marry an aunt. So if I'm going to sell my daughter to her brother as an Amar Hevriya, neither he can do Yud nor his son. There's no Yud Aben either, because the son can't marry his aunt. And that's Ein Kiddush and Tovsin. So the Gemara says, does this follow necessarily? You have a Pasuk, Inkeres Bita La'amim, Amma, and Amma means Pamim Shanimechre El Eli Amma. I can sell a Psulim, Mechre Le Psulim. So it doesn't necessarily follow, just like Moichra Lepsulim Hu Adinami, Moichra Lekrevim, so the Gemara says, what's the Tushta? Moichra Lepsulim, it'll be an Avera if he'll do Yud. But if he'll do the Yud, then the Yud will be Chav, because Kedusha Natov Semechai V'Lavin. So the Gemara says, Mala Moichra Lepsulim Shimrat Eliyad Miyad, it'll be Chav B'di Evin, because Kedusha Natov Semechai V'Lavin. Abba Yim Kirena Lekrevim, Shimrat Eliyad Miyad, ain't Kedusha Natov Sen at all. So you can't jump from that. Just if you have a Pasuk that says, it's not going to lead up to Yud. It's an Avera to lead up to Yud. You're not allowed to lead up to Yud. An Almana shouldn't marry a Kain Gadol. Grusha Machalutzut should marry Kain Hed. But if he does marry her, the Kedusha Nachal, he has to give her a get. It doesn't mean that he's allowed to live with her. He'll have to give her a get. But the Kedusha Nachal, so the Gemara says, you cannot extrapolate from that Hu Adinami Mechwe Lekroyden, because there it wouldn't even be Chal B'di Evin. So the Gemara says, the Tana Reb Leizer, who holds even Mechwe Lekroivim, the Tana Reb Leizer, Reb Leizer Shamutehu, so we don't pass him like Reb Leizer, but the Tana Reb Leizer, where did he get it from? not only Mechwe Lepsulim, not only can you sell a daughter who's an Omer via Techavi Lavin, where B'rievid, if he'll do Yid, Kedush and Atopsin, he holds he can even sell a daughter as an Omer via to Achavi Krisis, where it's Ain Kedush and Topsin at all. So how does he extrapolate from the Pasuk that says La Omer, just like Mechwe Lepsulim, who are the Nami Mechwe Lekram? So the Gemara says, no, they're two Psukim. One Pasuk says, that's the last three lines. On Daf Yud Tes on the base. One pasuk says, "Imra be'ein adena shelo yoda behefta." So pasuk pshat is, he doesn't love her. Imra be'ein adena, he didn't fall in love with her. So, no, imra be'ein adena, shelo ben Yisrael. It's against the halacha because she's a chavi lavin. So you already have a pasuk, imra be'ein adena, that you can sell your daughter as an amar bia to a chavi lavin. Imra be'ein adena, imra ben Yisrael. So maltav malay mala oma, but he needed an additional pasuk. Pamshen emechu ela lama b'lvad. That even Meichel Lekroivim. Even Meichel
Lekroivim.
Yes, also. Just like over there, the Gemara says, Achas Aruva, Vachas Sno, Sno Ben Isa. Not that he doesn't like her, Sno Lefnei Amokim, because the marriage was Lisa. So the Tana Reb Leisa says, Rabbi, and that means it's not a permissible marriage. Similar to over there, yeah. So the Gemara says that's Reb Lezer darshans like that. Rabbi ain't adineho. Rabbi Yisrael, it's against the din that goes to that you can sell to a chavi lavin. And la oma pom shenim mechwa la oma adds on you can even be mechwa lekroivim. That's Reb Lezer. Reb Meir doesn't. Nobody agrees with Reb Lezer. They all disagree. So that's the machlokes. Reb Lezer and Reb Meir. What does the extra pasuk la oma tell you? So Reb Lezer tells you. The pasuk la oma pam shenim mechwa el olam means you can even sell it to kreivim, even to chavi krisis. And Meir says no, sell it to chavi krisis. That's not chal, because it can't lead up to yield even b'dievet. But it means if you make a tanai at the time of the sale, haribita mechur loch amanosh lo liayir amanosh lo tiayir. So that if you make a tanai, that would be good. But if you didn't make a tanai. If you didn't make it tonight and you want to sell to Kravim, which Chavi Krisis, that's Ein Kedush and Tovsin, so that's the Machlokes, Reb Lezer and everybody else, whether such a Mechirus Amar Avia would be valid or not. Then the Gemara quotes the Braisa on the top of Chof and Aleph.
Why do we consider for
Sheik Sis Vyayna?
The
Olam says,
I want to be
Me'ad, you know, I'm a Nash, Shekh Sisrona. He wants to be Me'ad, I'm a Nash, that should be Shekh Sisrona. So that would be the Machlekes of Meir and the Chachamim. Can you make it?
But the Baal himself.
Just like by a man.
The Olam,
yeah. Just like a man is Mekabesh, he shall know that the Nash, Shekh Sisrona. So that's Machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, we pass and it's good. So if the Yodan does it also, because that's called Mamayna. Either means Sheikh Sus or means even
Ayna. Why should anybody think when the father does it, it's not called Mamayna?
No, but the father sells the daughter, Almanas, that you shouldn't have the right to do Yiyud. That's not a Schus bin Ar-Machavera. That's Kiddushin. That's Ashaloh Yoda. There's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do Yiyud. So that's called Masa Masha Gosmatar, B'Yisavahetar. That's called Yisavahetar, because usually it's a mitzvah. Well, Babala Soloveitchik explains in the Shiurim on Mark Kairos that Meikir Adin, every case of a Tanai is a Masa Mashkas Matar. That's a guy gives rings to Harriet Mekudeshisli on the condition that snows tomorrow. That's wacky. There is no such halacha in the Chumash that the marriage depends on the snow. If it snows, the Kedush and Chal does not Kedush and Atchal. So every Tanai in the world is like that. It's a different kind of an ishus. So that's the chiddush of the parsha of tonight. Yaber nesat melo yaber menachas abesarichem. You can make any condition you want, and you can change the nature of the halacha. So why can't you? It's always like that. You're making ishus that depends on snowing. So that's keneged mashikatz vater. There is no such halacha. So why can't you make amanas that there's no sheikh sis v'yana? So the answer is that's what Abdul explains. Masa Mashkas Batara Tanai Botel or Maisikim, you had no right to make such a hasno'o. You had no right to make such a hasno'o. Tanoi Botel. if you would have not been prohibited from making such a hasna, you would have been able to make an ishus lachatzoin. You're always making ishus lachatzoin. I make ishus that depends on the snow. If it snows, it should be chal. If you give me $100,000 within the first shavuos of my mishnah, the kedushin should be chal. If your father doesn't give me the money, kedushin should not be chal. There is no such din in the chumash. You're inventing a new kind of marriage that the Torah says you can change. You're always changing the dinim when you make any wacky tanai. I'm selling you the house that I live in as of September 1st. If my deal goes through and I move to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, then. And if I don't move to Eretz Yisrael, not. There is no such thing in the Torah. You sell a house, you sold the house. I'm selling it on the time that I move to Eretz Yisrael. That's always connected in our Torah. So you're changing the nature of a mechira. The mechira depends on whether I move to Eretz Yisrael or not. You're always changing. So why can't you change Arema Kudeshesli on the condition that if I die without any children, you shouldn't need the chalitza? The answer is tonight, batal amaisa kaim. Tonight, batal. You had no right to make such a hasno. It was an issa to make such a hasno. That's what some rishonim say. There's a mishnah in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadik Dalet. Masna shemachinam lius potam en hashvua. Masna shoyal lius potam en haonsin. Let's say a shemachinam says, "I'll watch you because, but I don't want to have to swear. If later on something will occur, I want you to take my word for it. I don't want to have to swear." So the Mishnah says that it's legitimate. Masan shoyali as potam and onsen. Shoyal doesn't want to be chayv. So Mishnah says that it's good. So the Gemara asks, usually stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. It's unusual. Once in a while you have a stam Mishnah which is the loike Reb Meir. But here, usually stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who holds Masan mashkas matari even medav shem imamen tonight bottle. So isn't a Mishnah against Reb Meir shita? Usually, if you have a stam mishnah, it's Reb Meir. If anything, it's Reb Meir. Gemara says shiny hasam. No, here it's different. Mekora loshi beinafshe. Even Reb Meir would agree over here. Why is Reb Meir going to agree over here? So there are different biurim there in the Rishonim. So the shita mukobetas on Bamitzir Daf Tzarek Dalet. Shita quotes the Ritva, a group of Rishonim who say by Sher Ksis Vayna there's a lap. Sher Ksis Vayna lo yigra. When the Torah says you're not allowed to. So then it's called tanoi bottle. You had the right to make such a hasno. Over here, there's a dinim. Shemachinim has to swear shoyles chayv yonsen, shemasochas chayv ganei v'avera. There's a dinim. There's no issa, there's no pasuk in the Torah that you do an avera if you don't. You violate gzeila if you don't pay. If you chayv money, you don't pay. You violate gzeila. But there's no special law. So you can't say he had no right to make such a hasno, nefer tanoi bottle. Although we'll explain, it's in a sefer also, although we'll explain, the reason my masa mashgal is about Torah, tanai bottle, is not because you can't create ishus lachatzai. It's always ishus lachatzai. Whenever you make any tanai, the ishus depends on the rain and the snow. That's irregular. Whenever you make a tanai, that's the chiddush ha-parsha of tanai, that you're changing the chalois, the nature of the ishus. But if the pasuk says, sherek sisim and also, lo, yigra, you're not allowed to do that, so you had no right to know it, but the hasno was not valid in the first place. So that's why it's not a valid tonight. But let's say Masan Shamachim li espotam and ashbua, Masan Shamashoy li espotam and onsen. There's no lav. So there the tonight is legitimate. Even a may would agree. May korla shib and nafshe. That's not a problem. That's what some Rishonim say. Tosfos doesn't go like that. Tosfos doesn't go. Avavalas biur is what the Ritva seems to hold like. Tosfos in Ksubis doesn't seem to go like that. Tosfos says like this. The Torah tells us that there are three Shemachinim, Ashol, Nasach, Vasech, there are Dalet Shema, there are only three Parshias. Shemachinim is only Chayv and Pshia, and Shemasach is Chayv and Avein, and Ashol is Chayv Beyonce. And they all have to swear. They all have to swear. And they're all Chayv and Pshia. So Tosfos says, if you want to Tosfos doesn't have this the Agos Oshri on the side of the Rosh as the son. Let's say you have a Shemachinim, we'll say, I'll be a Shemachinim on the condition that if I'll be Poshe, I don't have to pay. So then it will be a Machlekes or a Meir Reb Yudah. We'll pass him Davish B'mamah to Noi Kayim because we pass him like Reb Yudah, but Reb Meir will disagree over there. Tosfos claims the only time Reb Meir doesn't disagree with Reb Yudah is by the Dalet Shomrim, because they're different brands of Shomrim. So you see that it's not an integral part of the Shmira that in Shoyal is Chai Biyonson. You can have a Shem Asoch, it's not Chai Biyonson. You can have a Shem Achinim, it's not Chai Biyonson, Gnei Vaveda. But they're all Chai Biyonson, Pshir. So you can't have a Shem who's not Chai Biyonson, Pshir. You're going to have Masa Shem Achinim Lias, the Mishnah never said Masa Shem Achinim Lias Potem and Apshir. So the Hagos Ashvi quotes Rishonim, if it would have been Masa Shem Achinim Lias Potem and Apshir, then it would have been a Machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, then you wouldn't have a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. The Stam Mishnah wouldn't say it. Stam Mishnah says Masa Shem Achinim Lias Potem and Ashvua, not Lias Potem and Apshir. We happen in Choshe Mishpah, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that even Dovah Shabimam and Tanoi Kayam, so even Masan Shem Achinim Lias Potem and Apshir is also valid, Dovah Shabimam and Tanoi Kayam, but it'll be a Machlek Zameir and Achim. So that's what Tosis says, that the din of Masna Mashkas of Atar means you can't make Ishus Lachatzoyim. The Shaila is this called Shmira Lachatzoyim? So Tosis says, how can you call it Shmira Lachatzoyim? Not all the Shamir Machayiv in Onsen, not all the Shamir Machayiv in Geneva Aveda, all the Shem Rachayv and Pshia. So if you're going to have a Masan Shem Achim Liyaspotim and Apshia, that'll be a Machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Yudah. We'll paskin that it's good, but that'll be a Machlekes because you're creating a different kind of a Chalois of Shmira. But to say a Shoyal, I agree to be a Shoyal, but I don't want to be Chai Biyonson, that's not considered. The Torah has three brands of Shomrim, so you're just rearranging a little bit. The Torah says that under normal conditions, if you didn't say one way or the other, so it's self-understood that the Shoyal is Chai Biyonson, the Shamasach is Chai Ngreg Aveda, Shamachinim is only Chai and Pshir. But if they negotiate otherwise, the Shamachinim says, I'll agree to be Chai Biyonson, or the Shamasach says, I don't want to be Chai Ngreg Aveda, or the Shoyal says, I don't want to be Chai Biyonson, that's okay. There's just details within Shmira. But if you make a Shmira that you're not Chai and Pshir, that's Shmira Lachatzoy. Yeah, Shvua, that's a different reason you have to say, because the Gemara says, whenever there's a Din Torah, and the Torveya has a stronger Taina than the Nitva, I have an Eid Echud who supports me. So it looks like you deny everything, and I have an Eid Echud that says that it is true, you owe. So I have a Taina Chashuva. Or if I say you want me $100, you are Moedim and Mitzas. So I have there's a Raglaim Ledover, that at least part of what I said is true. So my Taina is stronger. So then, the Torah is matal achiv shvuah. When you have a shvuah hashomrim, the mafkid wasn't there. The shomer says a gnei baved occurred, a noinus occurred, a mesa machmas malach occurred, and therefore I'm pata. The mafkid wasn't there. So what right does he have to say, I don't believe you, I want you to swear? You weren't there, so you should take my word for it. So the Gemara says, why in the world does any shomer have to swear? If he has a tainus ptur, balabas wasn't there. So it's like a shema ubari. The Torah has a tiny shema, maybe you're lying. And the Nitva says, Bari, I'm not lying. I was there, and this is what happened. So the Gemara says, this Shvus HaShemim Shvuzu K'dei L'Hofiz Daktor Shabbal Abayis. That's thrown in. In Hilchas Dine Torah, you really shouldn't have to swear. Because it's a shema or Bari. The Torah has a tiny shema, and the Nitva has a tiny Bari. So the Torah doesn't have a tiny Chashuva. So somehow the Gemara assumes that that's, the Rishonim assume, that's not so integral. It's not an integral part of the Parshas HaShomer. That's just fluff thrown in addition, that you make him swear. Love is daito shabbal abayis. So if he says from the very outset, I don't want to have to swear, so that's, you're not shaking up, you're not making a shmira lachatzai. But if he says, I agree to be a shomer, I don't want to be chayv and shia, so that's considered incomplete shomer. So Ravel has the Shita Mekubetz, quotes the Ritvan, Daf Tzarek Dal, that the halacha of Masna Mashakosim Batura, Tanoi bottle, is because you had no right to make such a hasno. Tanoi bottle, the hasno is bottle. But if there's no posik that prohibits it, and you had the right to make the hasno, so you can even make Ishus Lachatzoi. Every Tanoi is going to be a kakad kinyan, a kakad shmira, a kakad Ishus. And Tosis holds nonsense. Tosis says, no, everything. The whole parsha, the whole topic of Masa Mashkas Matar means you can't make Ishus Lachatzoyin, and you can't make Shmira Lachatzoyin, and the whole discussion in the Gemara is what's considered Lachatzoyin and what's not considered Lachatzoyin. Okay, so how far did we get over here? Till Tana Rabbanim, and Begapa Yofa, Begapa Yetze. Okay, about 15 lines from the top of Chofen and Aleph. Easy Gemara. Okay.
See that for being lying about the Makar Rebbe.
What?
Mechila for being annoying about good light you were on.
Thank you. No, I guess they have the people on the wrong line.